Welcome to AttorneyBusters.com. This is Gene Forte. Stay with me during this next hour while we do a Mission Impossible ourselves here in trying to investigate the scam investigations done of attorneys, judges, and public officials. For my first time, KRLA 870 AM Smart Talk listeners, I am not an attorney. I don't provide you any legal advice or legal opinions. The information that I'm going to share with you on the program today has been developed from my own personal experiences of dealing with some good old boy judges and good old boy attorneys up there in the Monterey, California area, right next to Pebble Beach. I started my program, AttorneyBusters.com, a year and a half ago on a small radio station in the Santa Cruz area to try to send out a flare to individuals out there to see if there are other people that have had the same problems that I had with judges and attorneys. And yes, of course, I've got dozens of phone calls telling me that the exact same things that have happened to me have happened to them. As my program got larger, I then reached out to KRLA 870 AM Smart Talk. As my Los Angeles listeners started to call in, I found out about stories taking place to other individuals in different parts of the country, such as one case we've been covering now for the past, about 8-9 weeks. It's a case of Mr. Stephen A. Magritz out in Wisconsin, and we're going to be talking about how that affects us all, because it affects something called the USA Patriot Act. When you try to get individuals investigated or held accountable, such as a public official, that they then state that you might be terrorizing them and harassing them. Let me play for you a couple of clips. One is from the district attorney's office in Wisconsin about what they said I was doing to them.
We're going to have to say it's phone harassment.
What these individuals will do is they will push you to the limit. They will give you the runaround, and then when you give them a call and you try to get an answer from it, they're then going to take advantage of your kindness and your patience before, and they're then going to tell you, "You're harassing me! You're harassing me!" What a bunch of nonsense. Now, let me play just another clip for you regarding what a judge said here to an attorney in the Monterey area, and this is what I'm talking about happens to people out there all the time. Listen.
He genuinely felt that you had been victimized by attorneys on a number of occasions.
Victimized by a number of attorneys on a number of occasions is what this judge said had happened to me. And when he knew that these attorneys victimized me, do you know what this judge did? He terminated, in other words, threw my lawsuit out of court so I would not be able to hold those attorneys that had victimized me accountable. I'll show you how these agencies out there that are supposed to be in charge of protecting us work against us. We're going to focus on Michael and Kay DeRoe's pursuit of an investigation of an attorney, a Mr. Marvin Ripp, who was working for First American Title and Trust Company, that forged Kay DeRoe's signature on a document that caused a piece of property to be transferred away from them, which ended their dream of building a radio station for the visually impaired. And we're going to show you how the DeRoe's pursuit of that investigation has cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars, 8 years of their life, and it goes on today. Here's a postman. I have a letter from Stephen Magritz, the same Stephen Magritz that's inside the Wisconsin Dodge Correctional Institution, the same Stephen Magritz we've been talking about since about December when we found out that he was online for 70 years in prison for paper terrorism. It says, "Dear Gene, thank you for sending your fax letter to Judge Faust. I really believe that it helped. As you may know, Roy Corte and James Doyle were asking for a total of 30 years, 15 years in prison, and 15 years on paper." I'm going to skip down a little bit farther here. And get this. Jeffrey Schmidt, the Honorable Clerk of Court, wrote in his victim impact statement, "I hope he is sentenced to the maximum amounts of time and money. That means 70 years in prison and $70,000 in fines. I can't help but to ask why such an honorable man would want to have me sent up for 70 years. Could he be afraid of being prosecuted for racketeering or conspiracy against rights under Title 18 U.S.C. Section 241? Signed, Stephen Magritz. Here's a little clip of Mr. Jeffrey Schmidt.
How can I help you?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Jeff Schmidt.
Oh, Mr. Schmidt.
That was Mr. Jeff Schmidt, the same Mr. Jeff Schmidt that let clerk of court files out of the offices of the clerk of courts that Mr. Makritz has said caused his property to be foreclosed upon, and still right until this day, I am trying to get an investigation done of Mr. Keneally and Mr. Jeffrey Schmidt. Let's see where that leads us to. Here's an email from Marvin Breyer. I listened to one of your broadcasts, and a friend suggested I contact you. I've made headlines twice in the Los Angeles Daily News regarding a judicial slush fund that I sued. The last headline was printed on April 1st, 2002, and it is called Judges Party Time Ends. Anyway, since the articles, I have made the cover of Insight magazine about the Van Nuys courthouse being owned by a judge and his corporation. I wish you the best of luck, Mr. Breyer, with your investigations into these judges and these relationships of them owning courthouses. Very important stuff. Keep us posted, Mr. Breyer. Another email, Massachusetts court systems dysfunctional. Another one, the Texas Attorney General was indicted on criminal investigation charges for what? Taking about $300 million in the lawsuit of the tobacco industry. Where do we get these people from? Another email, and this email regards a statement made by Judge Edith Jones. Judge Edith Jones reveals the truth about our legal system. American legal system is corrupt beyond recognition, Judge tells Harvard Law School. Welcome to the club, Judge. We all know this. We just got to do something about it now. Another email from A. Kemp out in New Jersey. Below is a short story of judicial misconduct, a Soviet-style methods used in New Jersey family court. Several of my letters requesting investigation of the case to prosecutors and the FBI got lost. If you're interested in the story, I'm ready to send you unquestionable evidence supporting this shocking case of judicial corruption. A. Kemp, go ahead and send it on in to us and let's take a look at it. Here's another somewhat distressing email about a newspaper article. It states, no jail time for ex-cop in sex case. Judge reduces former Woodlake officer's crime to a misdemeanor who admitted to having sex with a police explorer while on duty last summer. Double standards again? Yes, this is what it is. You can email this at attorneybusters.com through the week or gene@attorneybusters.com. Tell us about the issues that you may have had with an attorney or a judge or a public official that you feel has not treated you fairly, and we'll try to include it on our program. Let's go on to another segment called Info Justice. I was contacted by an individual by the name of Mr. Michael DeRoe and his wife Kay DeRoe about 2 months ago, and they started to tell me about an issue and a problem they had with an attorney, a man by the name of Mr. Marvin Ripp, who was the attorney for First American Title and Trust Company over in Wisconsin. And what they said this Mr. Marvin Ripp had done was he had forged the signature of Mrs. K. DeRoe on a transfer document which caused the DeRoes to not build their radio station for the visually impaired. This was 8 years ago, and when this happened, it absolutely started to devastate both Michael and Kay's life. It caused them to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in pursuit of finding an attorney that would be willing to prosecute a case against this Mr. Marvin Ripp and now other attorneys that were involved in Wisconsin that the DeRoes had gone to seek help to try to get this grievance of what this Marvin Ripp had done on behalf of First American Title and Trust Company taken care of. They went to the Wisconsin Bar. The Wisconsin Bar did absolutely nothing. They used terms such as clear and convincing evidence. All these terms that these organizations use are used to try to ward away any attacks they have against their members who are attorneys. Well, Mr. DeRoe and Mrs. K. DeRoe ended up by coming here to California and eventually hiring an attorney here by the name of Mr. Stephen Robert Lowy. And Mr. Stephen Robert Lowy took $16,000 of a DeRoe's money for what he said was going to be his work that he was going to be doing on investigating this problem that this attorney out in Wisconsin had caused for the DeRoe's. After 1 month's time, this Mr. Stephen Robert Lowy comes back and tells the DeRoe's, well, there's nothing they could do. Essentially, he thinks they should cut their losses and doesn't want to waste their money for them and bye-bye. Mr. Durow and Kay Durow were outraged by this conduct because they knew the attorney in Wisconsin had done something wrong to them. The other attorneys in Wisconsin had told the Durows that the individual attorney in Wisconsin had done something wrong to them, but all of them refused to prosecute this case with any type of sincere effort. And the reason why comes back to what I was saying when I started my program, AttorneyBusters.com, is you cannot get attorneys to prosecute other attorneys. They will take your money, they will suck you dry, they will try to gut you, and when they've gutted you, they then cut you loose and let you go out there all alone again in pursuit of another attorney to try to correct what they just did to you.